From rockoutjapan.com, it's Nihongaku Radio episode 12. What have I been doing? Why am I late with this show? Because I've been at South by Southwest and it nearly killed me. It's exhausting. I've been to so many shows starting last Wednesday, ending yesterday, Sunday. I can't even count how many I've been to. There were several moments where I woke up and really had to have a come to Jesus with myself about whether or not I was going to go to another show. And I pretty much always did. So my voice is a little rough because I've been screaming at shows and drinking beer. But hey, we're here. We're going to make this episode. It's going to be great. A lot of great music. I hope that you made it to South by Southwest for some of the Japanese shows that happened. There were a ton. As per usual, there was the Japan Preview Show and the annual Japan Night Showcase that were very, very good. But a lot of smaller bands had their own gigs as well. I saw Pinky Piglets, who are now going by Tokiwa, play at the Swan Dive. Lagi Tagida, who's a great sort of like King Crimson-y, Frank Zappa-y instrumental band, played a couple shows. P-Lander Z played a million shows, as per usual. They had their own showcase at Treasure Island on 6th Street. Meanwhile, Electric Eel Shock, great heavy metal band, was playing up the street at the Loft at the very same time. Two great Japanese bands, same street. That kind of thing can only happen at South by Southwest. But just because I was busy with South by doesn't mean I wasn't listening to some new music as well. So let's kick things off with this band. This is Piano Zombie with their song Zombie Matsuri on Nihongaku Radio.
Hey, you ready for everybody's side? し続けて。
just heard Sensya by Lagi Tagida from their album Caterpie Rhythm. Lagi Tagida played the Japan Preview show before Japan Night this year. They didn't play Japan Night, and they played a couple other shows around South by Southwest, and they're great. They're a phenomenal band. As a matter of fact, I interviewed them. You can find that interview, as well as some pictures from the Japan Preview show, on rockoutjapan.com. Before that was Urban Guard with a song called Skirt Kakume from their Mental Hells album. I love this band. I discovered them a couple weeks ago and I haven't stopped listening to this album since. It's infectious. Go check it out. And starting off our first set of music in episode 12 was Piano Zombie with a song called Zombie Matsuri from their album Soria Hikinakute. Next up, it's a new one from Muck. Here's Nirvana on Nihongaku Radio.
Thank you. く夕焼け血の気が失せた頭の中駆け巡る顔面そう反応バキュレロバキュレロヤバいヤバない復元できない後の祭り分かってるよ分かってるよヤバいヤバない消えていたあの記憶
one video killed.
You just heard Video Killed the Radio Star, performed by Saito Johnny, which is actually on his album called I Am Johnny. Saito Johnny was one of the performers at Japan Night this year, and he did a fantastic job. I'm going to say two words I bet you never thought you'd hear. Japanese bluegrass. There it is. This guy came out on stage first with just an acoustic guitar and a bass drum, which he played both at the same time. Pretty impressive. He also had a mandolin player who was fantastic. Later in that set, he had a slap stand-up bass player and a fiddle player, and it was excellent. The one song I wish was on the album, it's not. They covered One More Time by Daft Punk at Japan Night. Seriously, it was amazing. He came out and he said, I'm going to play my favorite techno song. I'm looking around at the other people in the crowd like, what? How could they possibly play a techno song with this configuration of instruments? Impossible! And they did it. It was fantastic. Everyone was chanting along. Great time. I can't stress it enough. Japan Night was a great show once again. Before that was a new single from an old favorite band of mine. That was Arukara with Yabai 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 from their single Okwari Kudasai. Last time I saw Arukara, they were playing small clubs in Kobe. It's nice to see that they're still around, still vibrant, still making new music. And starting off our second set was Muck with a song called Nirvana from a single of the same name. All right, next up we're gonna get a little crazy. As in crazy Ken band. Here's Macaroni Italian from their new album Italian Garden. I could kinda go for some breadsticks. Thank you.
listen to my stop. My shiny star. Tell me about your star. You are super, super star. You are sunny friend, my funny friend. We wanna make them peace of mind. You are brothers, my sister. Come on.
Just heard Star Bowling from P. Lander Z's new album Space Vacation. Now I know I said this on the last episode, but P. Lander Z is pretty much the hardest working band at South by Southwest. I lost count of how many shows they played. I know that I went to three of them? Two of them? I don't know, it wasn't enough though, because every time you see P. Lander Z, it's a great, great show. As a matter of fact, the last show I went to was a P. Lander Z show, and it was at a venue called Springdale Farm, which is a real farm in Austin. And it was a family show, so there were tons of kids hanging out, which was great because they had a blast doing human bowling and limboing and hitting pots and pans with drumsticks with the band. Really fun time. The other great thing about the Springdale Farm show was that Electric Eel Shock was on hand. Electric Eel Shock is actually touring with P. Lander Z right now. They played a bunch of shows together in Austin during South by Southwest and played a couple of showcases on their own as well, but they're continuing to tour with each other. So anyway, Electric Eel Shock was at this Springdale Farm show, and halfway through the P. Lander Z set, all three of the members of Electric Eel Shock got up on stage and played one of their songs as well. Fantastic! By the way, I picked up the Space Vacation album, the newest album from P. Lander Z, and it's a very, very good album. There's a kind of an odd cover song in there. They actually cover Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, but the rest of it is zany, wacky, P. Lander Z stuff, but maybe even a little bit more refined than some of their earlier works. Don't get me wrong, I love Mad Tiger, but some of these musical ideas are a little bit more developed, a little bit more polished. Before P. Lander Z, we heard once again from Kyari Pamyu Pamyu with her new single, Candy Candy. If you get a chance to check out the video, do it. It'll make your day better. Starting off that set was Crazy Ken Band with Macaroni Italian from their Italian Garden album. I have to admit, I can't go to Japan Night without thinking about this episode's featured artist, Omodaka. This guy was at the first Japan night I ever went to. As a matter of fact, I saw him at the Japan preview show at the Typewriter Museum, which is now a fancy restaurant, before I saw him at Japan night, and he's fantastic. He's actually a video game composer by day, Omodaka, kind of electronic music superhero by night, and he wears this crazy mask, like a Vanilla Sky mask, and sort of a priestess garb from Japan on stage, and performs amazing electronic music with all kinds of modified video game equipment, like hacked Nintendo DS lights and PSPs and Game Boys. And he's got this weird kind of modulator pad that he rubs with his finger, and it makes all kinds of crazy guitar solo sounds. Essentially, what Omodaka does is he takes traditional Japanese songs, actually he has traditional Japanese vocals in his songs, and gives them an electronic kind of spin. But enough from me, let's go ahead and get this set started. Here's Omodaka with Kokiriko Bushi from Kantata number 147.
We'll be right back. すのだい。八つるとに居捨ててよ恋柴
You just heard Hietsuki Bushi from Omodaka's latest album, Sanosa. Before that was Plum Song from the Plum Song EP. And starting off, our featured artist set for this episode was Kogiriko Bushi from Cantata number 147. And just like that, we're at the end of another episode of Nihongaku Radio. I want to give a big thanks to all the Japanese bands who played South by Southwest and all the bands who played South by Southwest. You transformed my city into the biggest party we've seen since last year's South by Southwest. I've got a ton of articles and pictures from all the shows that I went to during South by Southwest on rockoutjapan.com, so be sure to check out some of that if you weren't able to make it to Japan Night or any of the shows in Austin, or if you've checked out some of the other Japan Night shows going on around the country as we speak and want to compare notes. If you want to hear more episodes of Nihongaku Radio, you can check out my blog, Nihongaku, at rockoutjapan.com. You can also find the show on Annie.me. Annie.me is a great site for Japanese culture, manga, and anime information and articles. Go check them out. Also, you can subscribe to the podcast via iTunes. Be sure to come back for the next episode of Nihongaku Radio on the 1st of April. No joke. Until then, I leave you with this, yet another giant robot anime opening theme song. This is Arashi no Nakade Kagayaite from Mobile Suit Gundam 8th MS Team. See ya!